Energy prices, utility prices, an issue on the agenda. I heard a statistic this morning that up to 60 or 70% of people took steps last summer to try and bring down the cost of their electricity electricity cost indeed. One of those steps is getting on to the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland website and trying to apply for a grant to upgrade your home and to change your home to make it warmer, to wrap it in insulation to try and bring down those utility bills. But there's a problem. There's a considerable delay in SEAI grants. With me on the line is a man who raised this in the Shannon, Senator for Fianna Fáil, Dennis O'Donovan. Dennis, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry. Good morning.
Tell me the story of the widow in her 70s.
Well, this is a lady in the Munster area, I don't want her to be identified, who purchased her own council house. It was a local authority house built probably in the early 70s, and there was a right to buy out these houses, which she'd done some years ago when her husband was alive. And now this house is barely habitable. It's very cold. She can't light the fire. You can't get coal or turf or whatever. So she applied for this scheme, and probably 15, 17 months ago, and she has rang the office, I think it's in Carrigrohane, several times, and she's getting no reply or response as to when this might be done. Now, there's three aspects, I suppose, of the motion that I raised, which primarily deals with the wrapping of houses rather than the underground heating or attic, but they're all probably much the same.
Yeah.
First of all, the administration of these schemes, and the Minister, Sean Fleming, who came in to answer my query or queries, admitted off script that he had similar problems in Laois, and what I was raising was common to many counties and many parts of rural Ireland, and this is not fit for purpose. People should be told, will we be done this year at all in 2024? What month approximately? Because people are concerned. I know another lady who has family living in Dublin, and she wanted to go up and visit her family and her grandchildren, and they arrived the day she was heading off to get the bus from Skibbereen to Dublin, but obviously she stayed on to get her scheme done, and one of the people doing it said, if you're not around today, you might be waiting another 6 or 9 months. So she should have been told 3 weeks or 2 weeks in advance, saying, look, we will be around you either next week or the week after, stay put, and we're coming to you. You're high up in the queue. Nobody seems to know where they're in the queue. I think that's not right, and it's unfortunate. People are frustrated.
Yeah, and that's part of the issue here. I mean, there was figures out from a couple of months ago that showed only 35% of applications for home retrofitting as part of the Warmer Home Scheme were processed to the end of May last year. There was 15,000 applications received since February 2022. Only 5,000 were fulfilled, which means, you know, 6 in every 10 applications are in limbo, I suppose.
Yes, well, on that, the Minister did admit that, and the Department, that the ordinary course, that it would take 24 months. Now that's apparently down to about 18, which is still an inordinate
still
delay,
long.
Particularly
yeah.
if you're an elderly person. And one person, actually, from a councillor in Kerry, told me this man in his mid-70s, that he's saying, well, if this isn't done in the next 6 or 9 months, I could be down in the graveyard. So I can understand his frustration and concern. Now, the second issue of importance, as I raised it, part of the scheme you have to do a BER, which is an energy rating certificate, which in fact, if you were buying a house in the morning, every solicitor will insist, if you're active with a buyer, that you need a certificate which is rated from 80. And the SEAI have a small panel of their own people, and they're insisting that you have to use those, which adds further delay. And I know for a fact, being formerly, I suppose, working as a solicitor, that in every town, not every village, in every town, places like Killarney, Tralee, Listowel, places like that, have engineers very well qualified to do these. If they're acceptable for solicitors and for the courts, if there's a problem, why don't SEAI say, look, if this person is qualified, let them go and do the cert, and that will be another step in getting things speeded up.
It's kind of, that's more of a management than a money thing. isn't it? It's more like getting rid of the red tape situation.
Absolutely, but I think it's taking a narrow-minded view, and the minister actually agreed with me on this issue. I don't know why they're doing it, but it's sort of saying, if you don't, it's like a monopoly. If you don't use our engineers and get certificates from us, we won't entertain the job that we're going to do, which I think is ridiculous, and it's adding insult to energy or to
to injury. Yeah, it is that part of the problem. And speaking of that, you have a wider issue as well. And nearly everything comes back to this, the housing crisis, Dennis. This morning we're seeing that money's been given to Simon Harris to launch a campaign to try and get builders to come back to this country. Oh, and that's builders, retrofitters, insulators, you name it, desperately needed.
Oh, that's correct. In Dublin, I walk a fair bit. I walk past construction sites, and most of the people, your ear cocked, don't speak English. And I wish the minister well. It's probably a good notion in his department. But I know people that are settled in New York and Sydney and in London who are doing better and who are settled there, and they're not going to come back. In my view, I wish him well in that regard. We could do with him back, but that situation is not going to be resolved overnight.
Yeah, and do you have to marry up then the issue with this delay with the processing of your grant to try and find the electrician or the insulation company or whoever else it is to get the works done when the grant comes through?
Yes, I suppose it's a knock-on effect, because there are specified builders who specialise and are very good at these. The woman that was on to me was a wraparound situation. There's others who specialise in these underfloor heat pumps, others in attic insulation. There's obviously a shortage of personnel, but I think the most worrying thing that I've heard from councillors in Kerry and in Cork and even in Limerick, who get on to me saying, look, you're up in the Oireachtas, can you raise this issue, which I've done, is that the lack of communication and uprightness and forthrightness from the offices. When somebody rings up and they say, ring back. If they said, look, we'll be honest with you, because of the huge queue, we're not going to get you in 2024. At least they can say, we're annoyed, but at least they can sit back and say, we'll wait this out. But when they ring up and they're putting the long finger, they don't get honest answers. Surely in this day and age, they must have some notion in the headquarters that there's so many houses being done that in the next 4 months, so X, Y, and Z is being done. Others have to be delayed. That they should be given notice that your house is going to be done in 2 months' time or 3 months' time. That, and they can be ready for the. It's a big operation. Houses usually people have to more or less move out because it's a big job. It takes probably up to 4 weeks. And say a widow or an elderly couple have a basic right of being told where they are and when the builders are going to call.
Yeah, that's what they need. Okay, Dennis, listen, finally, on a separate issue, we're talking about the issue this morning of Michael Fitzmaurice joining Independent Ireland, the party set up by Dáil deputies Richard O'Donoghue and Michael Collins. What's your view on that? An independent party, independents gathering together, perhaps maybe to be part of an option for a coalition at the next election?
Well, I wish them well. I know the three deputies very well. Michael Collins is a neighbour of mine here in West Cork. They have a right to set up a party. It has been accepted and registered as a political party. It appears that they're going to expand and they'll be running a lot of candidates for the council. And look, there's two sides to this argument. People say that the independents, whether it's the Healy Rays or the Michael Collinses or the Michael Fitzmaurice or the Richard O'Donoghue's, that they're there and they have no cohesiveness, and if there's they'll never be involved in government as a minister or minister of state or whatever. So by forming a party, I think that gives them an option. Because what I view, and this is only personal view, that is probably 35, 40 independents of all various backgrounds, left-wing, centre-wing, people for rural Ireland, farmers, etc. And a bit of cohesion, in my view, would be no harm. And I wish the party well, and I think we'll hear more of them, in my view. I'm nearly 40 years in public life, and my reign is coming to an end. But I wish them well, and look, setting up a new party, it's legitimate, and it's democratic, and maybe that's the way to go for them. Time will tell.
Time will tell. All right, Dennis, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us on the programme this morning. It's Dennis O'Donovan there, Fianna Fáil Senator.